Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it every time right here on Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps I love. Tune in. We're heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map. Sports Overnight America is heard from coast to coast and around the world. I'd like to say hello to the folks, WGCH and New York and Connecticut, and of course, KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas. American Forces, you gals and guys, you stay healthy all straight away. Art Source is with us. Laura Snoke is with us. Mark Mancini, hopefully he'll be with us. Hey, we've got a special guest, Joel Bradley. He's written a book, Death by Data, How Analytics and Technology Are Killing Baseball. I love baseball. I love numbers. But you got to be honest, the numbers have gone wacko, and we'll talk about it with Joel Bradley in a few minutes on Sports Overnight America. Major topics, trading deadline next week in Major League Baseball, and Ryan McMahon is now a New York Yankee, hitting a cool 217 with Colorado. However, he's a fine defensive third baseman. Well, I'm sure he's going to help the Yankees a little bit. And, of course, he's got that short porch in the right field, hitting left-handed. That's got to be an advantage to him. Josh Naylor leaves Arizona for Seattle, which means Arizona is now a seller. Ironically, if Gallen was pitching in the way he has usually pitched the last three or four seasons in the major leagues, Arizona would not be a seller. I'm not even sure they still would be and should be a seller, but what do you think? You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Justin Fields of the Jets. Got a toe problem, but nothing major. A lot of people thought on Thursday, and I was watching SNY, and I was listening to WFN simultaneously Thursday morning. Looked like he might have really hurt himself, went off in a cart. All it is a busted toe, and he should be back shortly with the Jets, which is good news, of course, to Aaron Glenn, the brand new coach of the New Yorkers. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America with Mark Mancini, with Laura Snoke, with Art Source, and yours truly, Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. sportsfred@AOL.com. All right, baseball trading deadline next week. The Yankees have a third baseman, Art Source, and Ryan McMahon hitting a cool 217 with the Colorado Rockies. He does have the short porch at Yankee Stadium. Talk about possible trades. Josh Naylor, of course, leaving Arizona for Seattle. Talk about that, Art Source, at 127 years of age.
You know, there's about 12 guys that I think have a chance to go different places. I thought the Yankees were going to get Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks, but they decided to go for McMahon instead. You got Emmanuel Clase. You got Seth Lugo, Sandy Alcantara. You got Mitch Keller of the Pirates. A lot of people are talking about him.
He's not going nowhere.
Zach Gallen. You just put the kiss of death on him right there. Merrill Kelly and Joe Ryan, as well as Jaron Duran. So there's some players out there that may be changing locations. But I've always found the trading deadline to be rather interesting because it kind of like in a poker game, it forces you to either stay in or lay your cards down. Yeah. And I'm seeing an Arizona team that I think is well-made, well-put together, that may find themselves, you know, getting off to a slow start this year. But I still think if you look at that lineup and that staff, why would you want to break that team up in so many different ways? Naylor came in and did a great job for them. You know, I know they're fourth in the National League West, but, you know, the Dodgers are struggling right now. You know, they've won three of their last 14 games. You know, you look at the Giants, they've been kind of scuffling a little bit. Padres, they win a game, they lose a game. That still has a chance to be a great division. You know, the thing that really excites me about baseball is what the Toronto Blue Jays and the Milwaukee Brewers have been able to accomplish. And, you know, to your credit, Mark Mancini, you've been talking about the Blue Jays for a couple of years now. And I gotta say, I watch them play baseball. I watch the Brewers play, you know, under Murphy. And they play great fundamental baseball, and it's great to see.
Laura Snoke is a big-time Dodger fan. You know, if they trade for a pitcher, the pitcher will go down with Tommy John surgery within a month or so. But who do you think the Dodgers might be interested in before the trading deadline of next week?
Well, I hate to say this, Mark, but I think they are looking at Mitch. Isn't Mitch Keller pitching for the
he's under club control for another 3 years, so I'd hold on to him unless you get a big overhaul. I wouldn't trade him, you know, on that thing. But
you wouldn't trade any of the Pirates.
But they're under club control for three more seasons. Why would you get rid of a Cruz?
That makes him even more valuable to the Dodgers if they can get, you know that he's going to be here for a while.
You know, the Dodgers remind me of a team that just buys up land years from now and hope it gets developed. The way they buy pitchers.
Actually, they develop talent pretty well on their own. I mean, I look at the kids they keep bringing up from Oklahoma City, and I'll tell you one thing.
And that pitching staff looks like Klinger and Mash.
But let's look at it from a different perspective. They've had 24 different guys toe the slab, as they say, and most of them have been halfway decent or they got hurt. So their farm system is very, very good. That's all I can tell you.
You don't think they figured out Yamamoto yet?
Didn't look like they figured him out the other night. He pitched pretty good to me.
They had him on the ropes there. They're starting to figure those guys out.
When are they going to figure out Kershaw? Will it be like this year or 10 years from now?
Let me make a prediction. And Laura, you intervene yourself here. Get involved here.
Laura?
I think
I'm still recovering from the Brewers.
I think we've been
in two series, so.
I think Kershaw will be hit hard the rest of the way. I think he's been very fortunate this year. He got upset when Paz missed that fly ball to center field in his last start. But I do think he's been rather fortunate in what he has done so far after the injury in 2025. Do you think he'll go out on a high note, or do you think he'll be hit pretty hard in the second half, Dodger fan Laura Snook?
It's hard to know. I mean, Kershaw, he's really good at getting out of jams. He was so frustrated his last outing with all the, I think they had three errors, but they should have had five errors because there were two balls they didn't call error. Like they didn't call that shot that Paez missed as an error. That didn't score as an error. And that, I think he thought it was an error. So,
but you don't put down another player. I'm sorry. You know, and he's a veteran player in Kershaw.
He did catch himself in the press conference. So he said he's not going to say anything because he's going to get himself in trouble.
Right.
But, you know, when you talk about competitive major league athletes, professional athletes, the one thing that amazes me is that you don't see more of that. Now, I'm hearing that Julio Urias is going to be reinstated by Major League Baseball. There's a place. Yeah. The Dodgers could go if they wanted to go there.
No way.
But you know what? You know what's really fascinating to me, you guys? I looked at the National League batting averages. There's only one player hitting over 300, and we're in July.
Will Smith.
Yeah, the Dodgers catcher. And I was thinking to myself, when's the last catcher in the National League to win the batting title?
Ted Simmons.
Yeah, I was going to, the Ted Simmons, or I was going to go back to even Joe Torre, but I think he was a third baseman back then. But isn't that amazing to you, Fred, that one guy hitting over 300?
Yeah, totally. And later on, we'll talk the analytics with Joel Bradley, author of Death by Data, How Analytics and Technology.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're a Dodger fan, Fred and Laura, the only two guys that are carrying you, it seems like, is Ohtani and Will Smith. You take those guys out of the equation, you got three guys combined that are related to Mario Mendoza. And, Hernandez and who's the other guy? Rojas. These guys can't even hit their weight.
Well, Rojas is hitting better. Hernandez, both Hernandezes aren't right now playing all that well. Certainly in right field, Teoscar Hernandez not doing the job. But the bottom line is baseball is a long season. That's why if you take a look at it over the last 2.5 weeks, two teams who are playing as poorly as anybody would be the Detroit Tigers and the Dodgers. Surprisingly, and the Dodgers, they may be the two teams in the World Series. Laura, you have any comments?
Well, it's going to be an interesting series against Boston because Boston's been playing pretty well. They're a pretty good team, and we'll see. The Dodgers always seem to come out. I mean, they seem to do really well in trades. They have good prospects coming up. I heard they're not getting their catcher rushing is not on the table, which surprises me because I don't see him being a backup. I would imagine he's a great trade candidate.
I was going to switch gears and I didn't want to get into politics on it, but any thought on the Redskins and the Indian names coming back to the forefront here.
Well, you'll have to talk really to the, you have to talk to Mr. 47. He's the one proposing it.
Those magic numbers, 8647. All right, you can email
8647.
SportsFred@AO.com. SportsFred@AO.com. We'll talk about this, that, and anything.
And how do you really feel, Fred?
You know,
no. Laura, how do you feel about 8647? Laura, how do you feel about it?
Out of respect for you guys, I didn't wear my latest T-shirt, which has a picture of a monarch butterfly on it and says, "The only orange monarch I want."
I think that is the bottom line. I'll come back with Barron Sports Trivia. Later again, Joe Bradley, author of Death by Data, How Analytics and Technology Are Killing Baseball. All straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. And later again, Joe Bradley, author of Death by Data, Summer Games Books. And they'll talk about numbers and more numbers in baseball. But right now, Barron Sports Trivia. Laura, you're first because you love trivia so much, and you've proven it right here on Sports Overnight America. Laura, we were in school a long time ago, January 20th, 1969. College Game of the Century, as they called it. Attendance at the Astrodome, over 50,000. Houston besting UCLA and game televised by TVS, not TBS. Who was the play-by-play announcer for the College Basketball Game of the Century, primetime television?
Oh,
Laura, who? Let Laura answer this.
Was Dick Enberg?
You say Dick Enberg, who taught at one point at Cal State Northridge. You say Dick Enberg. Mark, is it Dick Enberg?
I'm going to go Vern Lundquist.
You're going to? Why Vern Lundquist?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out there. But my the other one I'm trying to think of, it would have been Brent Musburger.
Or Brent. Well, you don't get three guesses. You only get one.
No. I'm going to go. I like Vern Lundquist.
You're cheating, Mark.
I'm telling you, Fred, I'm going to tell you.
Laura says Enberg. Mark
I'm
says
go Lundquist.
And Art, you're 127. You should remember this like yesterday.
I do remember. It was a fantastic game. And you know what? Laura is 100% correct.
Wow.
It was Dick
you're saying
Enberg.
Laura, the trivia was correct. Is that what you're saying?
I am.
You are correct. Laura was correct. So a little aberration right here on Sports Overnight.
Wow.
But by the way, Art, at 127 years of age, sometimes you have a hard time answering these questions. This one you got right, but we'll probably prove it the rest of the way on Sports Overnight America. But sometimes you need medicinal help. What do you take when you do need medicinal help?
Distractor.
Art, what do you take?
That's right there, Fred. Take a look at the TV.
Focus factor.
Oh, can it help you with everything?
It's fantastic.
Well, it
does a lot of other good things, too. And I do like a little Asian ginseng every once in a while, just to spark me up a shot.
Yeah. Where's Jackie?
and then if you like sublinguals, we've got brain, memory, and brain.
Well, but hang on. Do you take one a day or do you take all of them the same day?
I mix and match them, you know, depending on my moods. If I don't have much energy, I go with the Asian ginseng. If you know, like my eyes at my age, that's why I love the Focus Factor, because it has also some good things in there for healthy vision.
What do you take late at night?
It's a little blue pill. Would you need some?
All right. Okay. Art, we'll start with you. Dick Enberg did do the play-by-play. Who did the color?
Oh, you know, I was going to ask you about that. Boy, back in those days, I'm going to go with Al McGuire.
Al McGuire from Marquette later on. And, okay, Al's a fine coach. He might have been the guy. Laura Snoke, you're one for one. You want to keep your streak going? Who was the color commentator on the Game of the Century at the Astrodome?
Who was that guy that kind of was controversial? He was an L.A. sportscaster, and he kind of...
Oh, went, I know who
Hawkins?
Jim Lampley?
It wasn't controversial, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, he was kind of... He ended up becoming... He wasn't controversial then. I thought it started with an O. I'm going to go with him.
Oh, okay. Going
oh.
To,
oh. Oh, oh. Sadaharo!
I don't like your chances in this one, but Mark, is it O? Or is it
not? It's not O. I want to go Billy Packer.
That's a good
Billy
pick.
Packer passed away a couple years ago from Wake Forest. He played with Lenny Chappell. This guy, the color commentator, was a great basketball player at LSU and an all-pro, I'm sure a Hall of Famer, in the National Basketball Association. Art, you're 127.
Which
you're
means
taking all these medicinal helps, so what's the answer?
Well, I'm going to go with Pete Maravich then.
Pete Maravich, LSU. Mark, is it Pete Maravich from Louisiana State University?
Well, it ain't Thurl Bailey and it ain't Butch Van Brendekoff. Yeah, I think it might be Pete Maravich.
Okay. Laura, you have any guesses besides O?
It's still Pete. No, that sounds good.
He played with Cliff Hagan.
I'll go with Pete Maravich.
Okay, this guy played with Cliff Hagan of Kentucky in the National Basketball Association. Art, this one should be right in your bailiwick. You're old enough to remember this. Cliff Hagan and played forwards for the old Hawks, St. Louis Hawks.
Not Sweet Lou Hudson?
Bob Pettit was the color commentator.
Bob Pettit. Now, he did a lot of ABC sports in those days. You're right. Yeah, I do remember him now. Boy, you know, that's
hang
really
on,
funny.
Hang on. Take another pill.
let me tell you something, guys.
Throw one through the airwaves.
If people don't have Pete Maravich in your top 25 of the NBA, I'd have to look at him kind of strangely because Maravich.
Now I'll say that about college basketball, but I won't say it about the NBA.
Oh, he when Pete Maravich played for the New Orleans Jazz, it was like a one man show coming to town. It was right up there, Fred, with the 76ers. Hey. Celtics and Bulls, people came to see Maravich. I mean, Maravich was one of the best. And they didn't even have 3-point line.
You just brought it up, though. You brought something up that's really funny. I always wondered why the Utah Jazz would have the nickname they had.
Yeah.
So my nephew says to me one day, he goes, Uncle Artie, he goes, why would they? What kind of Jazz do they have in Salt Lake City? I said, they used to be the New Orleans Jazz. Oh, that makes sense now.
You don't think if he had a 3-point shot when he was playing, he put up 80 points a game?
No, I have nothing. I loved Pistol Pete. No way, no doubt about it. But he did to college basketball. In my basement as a kid, I had a basket that was like mounted about 8 foot high. And I would listen to the games on TVS.
Yeah.
And watch the games as well. And I mean, I just was fascinated with Pete Maravich and the droopy socks and the way he could take over a basketball game. He was just, and it was so natural. It's like, you know, I just saw a special on Larry Bird and Magic Johnson the other night. And you know, they were talking about, you know, watching Magic and how he changed and how Larry became more of who Larry was and how they loved each other and their rivalry became a great friendship. This is, you know, something that I think a lot of people didn't understand about what made those two guys so special and made the 80s in the NBA so special. And, you know, we look at the game now and, hey, by the way, did I hear that the administration did a executive order for NIL?
Yeah. They got involved. They intervened.
Does anybody have any you know, comments on that, or
the word is not greed in this case. It's deflection.
Deflection's
a big word right now with 8647. Okay. All right, let's go back to Barry.
Are we talking about Mike Epstein, the old first baseman of the Washington Senators?
He went to the left a lot, yeah. And anyways, let's go.
Well, I think the homeless is now past the NIL.
I always thought that the Republicans were like, keep your hands out of business.
Do you guys think those 51 guys that said that the Russia thing was a hoax, do you think that's going to come to fruition at all? Or
everything at the same time. You know what? I've given up. Okay, let's go back to Barron Sports Trivia on Sports Overnight America. This one's an interesting question, I think. The Michigan Wolverines in the early 1990s, one of their stars was Jalen Rose. Now, of course, a TV commentator, does a fine job. Who is his dad? His dad was a former NBA player, and he didn't know that till near the end of his dad's life. He was a fine NBA player from Providence. Made NBA All-Star team a few times. I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame, but he was a darn good player. Ooh. Who was Laura? Who was Jalen Rose's dad? A former NBA player himself.
I don't know. I always remember Jalen Rose. Didn't he play for? Wasn't he part of the Michigan Four?
The Fab Five.
Early 1990s.
Called a timeout when there weren't any timeouts left.
Whoever. Who was his dad? It wasn't Rose. His last name was
no.
Who was his dad?
You know,
I'm gonna throw one out. How about Dick Barnett?
Dickie Barnett for the Knicks and the Lakers, a fine ball player, left-handed. Mark, is it Dick Barnett?
No, you know, I should know because I have relatives in the Providence area and I spent a lot of time there. And I'm thinking of the guys that came out of there, Ernie DiGregorio, Rick Pitino. I'm trying to go back a few.
Those are short white guys. I don't think that's going to cover.
I want to say it wouldn't be Bob McAdoo.
How about this hint? The player, the NBA player, who is the dad of Jalen Rose, had the same name as one of the stars on the old TV show Good Times.
John Shumate?
You ever watch Good Times in the early 70s?
Yeah.
Art, you must have seen it.
John Shumate? I'm going to...
How about Jimmy Walker?
G.J. Walker.
Chet Walker. Chet Walker of the Bulls.
No, yeah. Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker is the answer. Don't you remember Jimmy Walker played for the Pistons?
Yeah,
fine player. Fine player. Ten years, that makes sense.
Jimmy Walker back there with Dave Bing and Bob Lanier and those guys?
Before.
Wow. Just a little bit before, yeah. I imagine his coach was probably Dick Vitale.
You know what I didn't know? The oldest team in the NBA is, I think it's Detroit Pistons.
Now?
No, from the start.
From the start.
In the history of the NBA, yeah.
Yeah, the history of the NBA.
Well, you know where do you know who the oldest team in the NBA is now? The Clippers.
Yeah, in age.
Clippers are in age.
Well, yeah, their average age is like 32 years of age.
Let me tell you, Laura, watch out for those Clippers this year.
in 30 seconds, the oldest team, as Art said, or Mark, who said? The oldest team.
I think it's Detroit Pistons.
Where'd they start?
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne, Indiana Pistons. All right, we'll take a break and come back with Joel Bradley, author of Death by Data, How Analytics and Technology Are Killing Baseball. Mark got one right. Congratulations. Yeah. All straight away on Sports Overnight.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, where'd you get that dress? Tell me all your makeup secrets. Or, ooh, my husband needs that polo in every color. Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new.
We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Everybody back on Sports Overnight America. You can email us coast to coast at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Special guest. Well, first of all, I love sport. I love baseball. My favorite sport has always been since I was 4 years of age. But the number, and I love numbers. My dad taught me ERAs when I was 5 years of age, God honest truth. When I used to play Little League and Pony League, I'd figure out my batting average when I got a base hit on second base or first base. Anyways, it's a brand new book. Death by Data, How Analytics and Technology Are Killing Baseball. Joel Bradley, the author, he played baseball. Joel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Fred.
All right. You agree with me that we've gone off kilter, too many stats. Stats don't mean anything, or they mean something, but how can we really prove them? Talk about that for a moment, Joel.
Yeah, thanks very much, Fred. So when we have over 70 individual stats collected per game, I think we're on the wrong road, right? So I wrote the book in response to what I and other traditional baseball people see as an over-reliance of science and technology in the game. You know, it's just this influence of numbers and technologies. It's just out of control. So that's the heart of the book. I go into detail about how technocracy has removed the soul of baseball and all in the name of eliminating human judgment. And so my back, like you, is, you know, I love numbers. I was a high school coach, and then I coached in college, and I played in college and all those things. And then I became an international scout with the Baltimore Orioles under Dan Duquette from 2012 up to 2018. Anyway, my travels really, it was really beginning to bother me about the over-reliance on data analytics and technology. And so I just began to see cracks in the game, and that's where the genesis of the book came from.
Let's go back 160-something years and the one Henry Chadwick. Talk about what he did and how he got the thing going.
You know, Chadwick is he's the father of the modern box score. You know, he actually came up with it around 1859, and he was a sports writer. So anyway, he created the outline of what we use today to, you know, to record measurements in the game. And so actually, if you go back even 20 years before about 1837, when baseball was known as town ball, the Philadelphia Olympic Ball Club had required everyone to have scorebooks and to record the runs scored by players. So look, I mean, I'm not saying that numbers are bad. I used it a lot when I coach, but you know, it's in its DNA. But the problem is there's an over-reliance on it today, and that's what I'm really trying to dig into in the book.
Art Source, you played in the National Football League. You're 127 years of age. You love baseball also. Talk to Joel Bradley, Death by Data.
Joel, we used to have an announcer called Ross Porter in Los Angeles, and I always visualized Ross calling the game in a room full of stats and notes. And he would pull down, like, you know, Ron Say hits 271 on afternoon day games on Tuesday. And I used to get such a kick out of it because, I mean, the statistics in baseball could be overbearing, as many of us already know. But, you know, okay. I was thinking about the Bill James abstract, all the different things that have happened. And now as we move our way into, you know, the 2025 and 26, do you think that a lot of these statistics are there just to keep the viewer or the listener aware of what this guy is good at doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, look, I mean, numbers have always been used to measure, you know, and but if you go back, even you're talking about the Dodgers. Well, the Dodgers were the first to employ the very first full-time statistician. His name was Alan Roth. That was under Branch Rickey. Yeah. And actually, Bill James says that Alan Roth was the father of it all.
And wasn't Alan Roth the guy that was on the NBC Game of the Week with Tony Kubek and Kirk Gowdy in the old days?
Oh, that's really interesting to dig into. I remember Kirk Gowdy and Tony Kubek on Game of the Week.
Yeah, the, I think he was their he was their statistician in those days.
Yeah, well, he, you know, 1947 was a seminal year because you had Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. But the I think just as big was when Alan Roth was hired as a full-time statistician because he began to change, you know, the way the game was perceived and the way it was, you know, recruited, and even the in-game decisions were influenced by it. So, and like I said, Bill James says that Alan Roth was the father of it. And so it's an interesting, you know, evolution. And it goes all the way from, like I said, 1947, when you really begin to see the science of numbers really come into play. But 1964 was a big year. You had it was interesting because at that time you had a guy who was a former engineering professor at Johns Hopkins University. He wound up writing a book called Percentage Baseball. His name was Earnshaw Cook. And it was Cook who really began to dig into and really began to question the decision makers in the game. And so then you had about 7, 8 years later, you had this, you know, Saber came around. That's the Science of American Baseball Research. And Saber really began to launch this team of scientists. And it's all out attack on traditional baseball. But I don't want to take up too much time. But anyway, yeah, I think we have to really begin to question the motivations and what are we really trying to accomplish. I think the bottom line is, what is a ball player? And that's what I really asked throughout the book. What is a ball player? Is a ball player somebody like Shohei Ohtani? Is a ball player somebody like Pete Rose? Is a ball player somebody like Billy Sunday, who was who used the game as a platform to make society better? I mean, how do we define what a ball player is? And that's what I really try to dig into in the book.
Laura, you love baseball. You're a lawyer. You love numbers. You've proven it on this show. Talk to Joel Bradley, Death by Data.
I like your sarcasm, Fred. You know, I think it's I think what's really more important almost is what the statistics are used for, because as we know, statistics in life can be used for all sorts of things, and they're not necessarily indicative of what, like you said, like what is a ball player. I mean, because somebody can have really bad statistics and yet be a really good player in the clutch, or you know, it's more of a I think it's more of an issue of how these all these numbers and all these statistics are used. And also, I don't know that it's really beneficial to the fans, because like it sort of gets annoying all to hear all these meaningless numbers, like Art said, how many home runs did this guy hit before noon on a Tuesday in March, you know?
Well, Rob Manfred, I'll jump in. So Rob Manfred a couple of years ago came out and said that baseball is in a race to nowhere. Everybody has the same stats. You know, maybe they have different formulas for WAR, but everybody's using the same thing. Are we really getting better? That's the question. Are we making a better game? What I say is we're not making a better game. And actually it's showing up in the cracks. I mean, if you only have three guys hit over 300 last year in the American League, you only have eight overall in Major League Baseball, what are we doing? But yet they're saying, oh, well, you know what? You know, maybe that hitter, you know, or let's look at the pitchers. The ERA is not important, but his swing and miss ratio is gigantic, you know. I mean, what are we doing? Are we really getting better? And that's the questions that I try to find.
Mark Mancini, the Pittsburgh Pirate fan on this show, your team is always at the bottom statistically. Talk Death by Data's author, Joel Bradley.
Well, first of all, Bradley, you know, when you look at it, I look at authentic versus analytics, and three guys that really didn't really buy into analytics, but they were very successful, was Bruce Bochy, Dusty Baker, and Mike Socha. Those three guys won, and they weren't really buying into analytics. To me, it's a perception factor. I'm 63. I'll be 64. And companies will look at a guy in their 60s, maybe with a cane that can't move too fast. I think what it becomes is analytics to me is like robots running companies. You miss the personal touch. Yeah. So to me, I'm taking analytics, and I'm flushing it down a toilet. I don't know where it's going.
Right. Yeah, that's a great statement. You know, what's interesting is if you begin to unwind this, what you're going to find is at the bottom of it all is money. It's all driven by money. And so when you had Jeff Luhnow, who took over the Astros, and after he, you know, won a World Series with the Cardinals, and, you know, they began that search and they brought him in Houston, and he began to change everything. Now, remember, he's a McKinsey and Company guy. And so he was not a traditional baseball guy. He had done some things in St. Louis by using, you know, technology and digging out numbers. And so you began to really examine what he did with the Astros beginning in 2012. And so it really, you know, they're the ones that promoted the idea of this. They don't really need a minor league system so much, right? I mean, Major League Baseball began to look at what they were actually doing as far as employing, you know, 87% of players that aren't even, or 83% of players aren't even going to make it to Major League Baseball. And so then they began to say, hey, wait a minute, we can save a lot of money. And then next thing you know, they're contracting 26% of the markets from 162 down to 120. And they actually are planning to drive that down up to about 90. So are we making the game better? We're losing markets, you know, throughout, you know, the flyover states. But, you know, Major League Baseball is saving a lot of money. And so I think as we get unpacked,
So it comes down to that magic number again, or that magic saying called greed and money.
Well, here's the thing. If you want to save the sport, and I know, Fred, you'll go against me on this one, and we can agree to disagree. If you want to save the sport, and I said this to Mike Hill on Fox Sports 1 a couple weeks ago, I said, you got to create interest. You either got to bring more teams in this or have a first half, second half winner like they had in 1981. There's no way teams are going to bounce back 20 games out in the second half. So we can create some interest to save a big sport here.
Kids, kids, kids.
Joel, what he's saying is he wants to split the season in half. I think it's ridiculous. But Joel, let's go on to something else. Beyond maybe too many numbers, please tell me when they rate players 20 through 80, as far as their skills are concerned, why can't they rate them 1 through 10? What the heck is 20 through 80? Where'd they come up with that?
Well, that's interesting. It was Branch Rickey who came up with that. Al Campanis, you know, Rickey wanted to go to 20-60 scale. So if you look at the mean of anything you really want to examine, they're talking about the mean actually is going to be 50. So if we do a survey, and so you're going to find 20% to 80%. I'm trying to remember exactly how they broke it down. But anyway, it was Campanis who changed it from 2060 to 2080. So the 50, which is an average major league player, is how it really began to really take root in organizations. So everything goes off a 50 scale. So 50 is the average number for a major league player. 80 would be a Hall of Famer. 20 would be basically.
I would even say, like you said, Fred, 1 through 10 or 1 through 100, and you got an Ohtani at 96.7 and – you know, maybe Aaron Judge at 96.6. Yeah, that makes so much sense. And, you know, I don't know how they do things, but Branch Rickey really came up with that originally. Talk about a pretty innovative, incredible GM.
Joel, yeah, he really was. Joel, in our last 30 seconds, you know, Branch Rickey, of course, with the Dodgers and Jackie Robinson. But the Pirates in the early 50s weren't exactly top-notch type of club. So just talk about that. So, I mean, the numbers are fine, but they don't automatically mean victory.
Yeah, that's true. I think, you don't think the Colorado Rockies don't have a data analytics?
Hey, wait a minute. The Pirates probably have the most batting champions compared to anybody, huh?
Yeah, but that also, look, I mean, now you got to dig into the luxury tax and you got to look at the putative pool. And that's where, you know, you have corporate welfare. So you have the haves and the have-nots. We know every year, you know, that you're going to have you're going to have Chicago, the Cubs, you're going to have the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox. It's the same, you know, group because they have bigger markets and they have more money that they collect, right? They have more money to spend. So that's why they can, you know, so if Major League Baseball has a soft cap at $220 million, they're going to go 300 like the Mets did a couple of years ago. They went to 360 million. The A's were spending 60 million. So you have a $300 million gap in player payroll. You have to really dig into what's really at play. I mean, are you really trying to, you know, trying to make the game better by making it more competitive? But you're really not by whenever you don't have a ceiling or a floor in baseball when it comes to salaries. And I think that's where you really start to look. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Joel. Joel Bradley with us on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Joel Bradley, author of Death by Data, How Analytics and Technology Are Killing Baseball, Summer Game Books. You pick it up at major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. A most interesting interview, I think, and a most interesting book, no question about that. All right, last couple minutes on this show. Art, you played in the National Football League. Travis Hunter. Jacksonville, playing for Liam Cohen, first-year coach at Jacksonville. What percentage – this guy's a two-way player at the University of Colorado. What percentage of the plays, Art, do you think Travis Hunter will play for the Jags?
Well, let's see. If football is made up of three different components, special teams, defense, and offense, I think he's going to play in probably half of the offensive series, so that's 25%. He's going to play in probably the nickel defense – as a roamer, because, I mean, you got to have him out there. He's got a nose for the football. And I would definitely put him back on some kickoffs and punt returns. I'm going to say 65 to 70% of all the Tampa Bay Buccaneer plays will, or excuse me, Jacksonville Jaguar plays will involve Mr. Hunter, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Laura, Colorado Heisman winner, Travis Hunter, playing for the Jacksonville Jags. Do you agree with Art? He'll play like two out of three plays?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's tough for a player to play that much in all those different positions. I hope he does. Wow. I mean, looking forward to watching him. It should be really exciting, but I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think
Mark,
so.
Mark, you got one right. A tremendous answer as far as
Aaron
Sports trivia. So what do you think about Travis?
I got to be honest. I haven't really followed what's going on down there. I know he's a two-way player. But my head right now is in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, with the Comeback Player of the Year. and Aaron Rodgers, who threw his only interception that he's going to throw all year. That's where my mind is.
At 41 years of excitement, he's going to be injured in the first game. Is that what you're saying?
No, no. He's going to lead us to the promised land in the 1933 alternates.
The promised land.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mario. All straight away, more of Sports Overnight America.